Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with the Kia Stonic. You're closer than you think to a 202 Stonic with flexible finance plans from your local Kia dealer.
1850 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. 51551, wash your hands. Erin, good afternoon.
Hi.
You would have washed your hands, but you wanted to go into a hotel to use the loo. Tell us what happened.
So myself and my husband went down to Dunleary for a walk on the pier on Friday. Mm-hmm. And we just had our own dinner, so we're kind of just heading out for a nice walk before the bank holiday. And I'm currently 26, nearly 27 weeks pregnant. Okay. So my bladder's not what it used to be.
Yeah, of course.
So by the time I got there, I needed to use the toilet, and there's no toilet there at that pier. So we went into Olivetta's, which just kind of looks onto the pier there, and I went in.
It's a restaurant.
Yeah. I was stopped straight away and told that it was customers' toilets only. Mm-hmm. And I told them, look, I'm 6 months pregnant. Like, do you mind if I use the toilet? And they said, no, it's COVID policy. Okay. So I went next door to the Haddington, which I think is owned by the same people. Mm-hmm. Again, I was stopped at the door and they said it's residents only. And I said, look, I'm 6.5 months pregnant. Can I please use your toilet? I really need to go. And they said, no, it's customers only. And I said, okay, well, I'll buy something. That's fine. Now, the place itself was packed. There was no tables free anyway, okay. But I was happy to buy coffees and dessert or whatever. And they said, no, you have to buy a substantial meal. Now, I'm pregnant, so I'm not drinking anyway. So I don't see why that applies to me. Mm-hmm. You know, I was happy to spend money and use the toilet, but they said no. And I said, you know, please, can I use your toilet? There's no other toilet around and I really need to go. And they said, no, that there's toilets in the People's Park, which is a fair walk down if you're pregnant and bursting.
Mm-hmm. And did they say, did they give any other reason? Did they say, how do we contact you if anything happened, if there was a COVID outbreak?
They said, you know, there's no contact tracing when she said about the substantial meal. I said, I'll leave my name and number, that's fine.
Mm-hmm. And they weren't open to that.
No.
Okay. By the way, was there separate toilets in Olivetto's and Haddington House Hotel?
Yeah.
That was okay. And could you see them, by the way? Could you see, were they visible? Would you have had to climb stairs, in other words, or go down into a cellar?
No, the toilet in Haddington was just behind reception and the one in Olivetto's was just behind the kitchen. The guy in Olivetto's, there was a guy ahead of me who had been a customer and he had asked, so I knew from what she'd said to him that there was toilets just beyond the bar area.
Is this what the lockdown is going on 5 months now next Monday? Is this the first time this has happened? You know, now 5 months ago you were only 2 months pregnant, as you say, and things changed dramatically and positively as well. But there's other changes in your body, including pressure on your bladder, as we know. As everyone knows, I think. Has this happened to you before, Erin?
Not really. Obviously, I'm at the stage now where it's very obvious. I look fairly, you know, well on in my pregnancy. But up to that, like, I've been to Penny's and Dunn's and there's no problem in skipping the queue. And, like, it's not that I want special treatment at all. That's not the case. But it's just that I can't stand for too long and all the benches are gone, so I can't sit down if I'm in a, you know, a place like Liffey Valley. But there's been no issues there. They've all let me just walk in and I've just gone in, got my stuff and gone straight out.
And was this in the lockdown, in the COVID era?
Yeah.
And was there, did you just deal with one person in Olivetto's and one person in Haddington House? I'm just wondering, were they under pressure? Sounds like they were under pressure.
They probably were. It was very busy, like the place was packed. But, I mean, they didn't seem to be too worried about COVID policies when it was packed. Like, the picnic tables had probably 8 and 10 people at them.
Yeah, now, I'm also very conscious that pubs and hotels are worried at the minute. They're not just worried about COVID, they're worried about surviving. Now, we get on to Haddington House. Now they wrote us along. They said they didn't want to come on, but which is a pity because they wrote us a very long and robust email. They said, we're trying to survive. if we have a case where the hotel is compromised with a COVID-19 guest, we need to be able to contact all patrons. You offered to give your number, didn't you?
Yeah.
You did offer to give your number?
Yeah, I said I'd leave my name and number.
Yeah, okay. We have hundreds of people every day coming off the pier to use the toilets, and every single person has a genuine need, pregnant, cancer, IBS, that's irritable bowel syndrome, young children, to use the toilet. But there are perfectly clean toilets in the People's Park, 2 minutes walk from the hotel. Do you know? Did you know that, Erin? You mentioned that earlier.
She said that. I wouldn't say it's a 2 minute walk.
Okay. The issue is not our hotel's policy, but the lack of public toilets in the area, and we've asked the council repeatedly to address this. It is the Dunleary Rathdown County Council that need to provide adequate toilet facilities, especially when they promote a Sunday People's Park market on the seafront. No toilets are open on the pier. We are directed and mandated to take contact details for at least one person every booking. We are breaking this guidance every time we allow non-guests to use our... But you're specifically, you offered, and you specifically, as to anyone you say who would have seen you, knew you were pregnant. We cannot take details on the fly, and we're a fully-fledged restaurant, so we can't take orders for a takeout item as we're trying to serve a seated paying guest. That's, you offered to buy stuff, didn't you?
Yeah. Okay. I understand that they're trying to make a living, and that there probably are a lot of people using the toilet. But I think in my case, and say a case where somebody's visibly disabled or blind or whatever, they should make an exception, and surely common decency prevails.
I'm not the Haddington House Hotel are not finished yet. It's a very detailed reply. It would have been as quick coming on, but anyway, our toilets are simply not large enough, so paying guests of Oliveto and the hotel are getting nervous that we're not taking our COVID responsibility seriously enough. We're increasing the odds of allowing COVID into the building when it is a free for all. We don't feel great about this. Some of our own relatives went through COVID, and fortunately, and they're right, every family in the country can say that. And we've 70 staff to protect. We have to clean toilets every 30 minutes. We never refuse entry before COVID, but we simply have to going forward. There are multiple signs outside the hotel saying toilets for not available to the public. Did you notice any of those signs?
No, to be honest, I really needed to go, so I was kind of just...
You were in a panic, yeah. We're a private issue. We're a private business, and allowing everyone use our toilets comes at a substantial cost. Toilet roll, cleaning, hand sanitizer, etc. Insurance is a major threat to our business, and we have had claims against us from non-paying guests falsely claiming a slip. We suffer significant vandalism, and this was the case 4 weeks ago. Why should a random stranger even think they can use the toilet facilities of a private business and then complain to Liveline when they get refused? We are a very open house and encourage all our guests to explore and spend money in the community. We support multiple charities, help frontline staff in the COVID-19 crisis. We have lovely staff who do a great job, but we're not a charity. We cannot take risk on COVID, and we cannot afford to provide a public toilet facilities for Dunleary, signed the HH management team. Well, that's a robust reply. They've had false claims from people skipping into the hotel. They've had vandalism in the toilets. They have to pay for the toilets. How do you react to all those points, Erin? They're not directed at you, by the way, but it's one of the reasons they're saying they have to be so robust in refusing.
Well, I think it's quite clear that customer service doesn't come into their reply at all. They're really thinking about themselves and not the customers, because they call the customers, or they call the public, randomers.
Did they use the word randomers?
Yeah.
Not sure.
It just sounds like
sorry,
they don't care.
You're right. Yeah, why should we have a random stranger, which is you, even think they can use the toilet facilities of a private business, then complain to Liveline when they get refused? Anyway, that's their reply. Have you gone? But you mentioned Penny's and you mentioned Dunn's, didn't you? That they let you use the toilet.
Not the toilet, just skipping the queue and that.
The facilities.
There's been no issues.
I don't think Penny's or Dunn's have a toilet. I think the only toilet and town, I think, it's the toilets in Easton's on O'Connor Street, but I don't know if they're... I know Easton's is open at the moment. It's a great store, but I don't know if the Lou's are. Okay, Erin, what, as the fella said, what happened for a finish?
So in the end, we ended up going to Starbucks just opposite the pavilion, and they were clearly closing up. Tables were all kind of up. And I said to the lady, initially, she said, oh, the toilets are closed. And I said, please, I'm pregnant. And she said, oh, go on. And she opened them for me and there was no issues. And I thanked her and we got coffees to take away and it was fine.
Okay. John Kane, 51551 Watch. John Kane is in Killiney in County Dublin. John, you say, yeah, make your point, John. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Joe, how are you?
Good,
I have simply, I'm delighted the woman got fixed up and I'm glad for her.
Yeah.
But what I would say to you is, it's wrong to pick on the businesses, you know, that are trying to trade in these circumstances. I think what's far more important is that we have them available for the public, provided by Rathdown County Council.
Okay.
And Rathdown Dunleary. The pier is a great walk place for many, and you know, an elder person of 71. Okay. Thank you for God, still able to do it. But I know that as I'm getting older, I'm always on the lookout for a loo. And there are hundreds like me, make that thousands. But anyway, long story short, I feel that it's time that the Dunleary Rathdown said, we'll open these loos on the pier. And before somebody says, oh, it's all antisocial behaviour and so on, well, then pay somebody to work, have them open from 10 maybe to 6 or shorter or longer periods, depending on the weather, whereby people can go and enjoy that amenity and not be short-taken. Because if you are short-taken, the nearest place, by and large, that people will know of is the library. That's a £37 million library or something like it. And forgive me, I don't have the exact figure. Why not have put £2 million into providing facilities like that nearby? There are a bank of loos available in the People's Park, but that's a long way away for somebody who's challenged with, you know, a certain amount of mobility issue.
And
that's all I want to say. I think we're all shooting the messengers, and I think it's time that Dunleary Rathdown
got in to the plate
and did what they should do.
And as you say, long story cut short. But are there loos there? There's, you say the People's Park, there's no other building there that's closed that was formerly a loo.
There was a loo in sort of the first, as you're going up the pier, about a third of the way up, just before the bandstand, maybe even a quarter of the way up, there were loos there, men's and women's opened, and they've been shut for years. My folks, long dead now, used to love walking up there, but they stopped, like many others like them, because they were afraid that, you know, calling nature and too difficult at that to parking their cars and getting out and enjoying a public amenity. I say, and I'm sorry, because I think Parks Department do great work. I think our county councils are by and large very good, but I think this is one area where they could jump up to the plate and say, right, we'll give somebody a job, 10 o'clock in the day to 6 o'clock in the day, it's going to be security people, we're going to leave it open for people to enjoy.
Because we're being encouraged to walk and to get out more. So if you're encouraging people to walk and get out more, there is a domino effect. You need more outdoor facilities.
Well, I'm at the age now where I go with a walking group and I'm always thinking to myself, Jesus, I hope to pick somewhere nice with a few bushes or something in case.
Yeah, okay.
You know?
And you're a man.
And that sounds terrible.
And it's easier for a man. Yeah,
life.
Imagine for a woman. And imagine for a pregnant woman.
It's not possible.
Take your point.
It's not possible.
Say that, John. Joe at RT.ie. Anne O'Keefe. Anne.
Hi, Joe. Thanks for taking my call.
Again, thanks for making the call. What is your situation?
I have side effects from cancer.
Okay.
So I had colorectal cancer.
Okay.
But I know that women with cervical cancer and men that would have prostate cancer would all have probably similar issues.
Okay.
Since COVID began, I'd be very reluctant to go places because there are no toilet facilities around. And like that girl said, like a lot of people won't let you in, you know, for to use the toilet. I did originally get a Macmillan toilet card, and that has helped me out.
Okay, explain what that is, Anne.
It's I got it from the Macmillan Foundation, and it's for cancer sufferers that would have toilet issues.
That
you can show that card, and generally people are, you know, nice, and they'll say, "Yeah, that's no problem."
And you mean you can show it in a restaurant or
space. Yeah. And they'll help you out. But since COVID began, you can't use it really.
So you can't go out.
It's extremely restricted. You have to check, will there be a toilet? Is it a public toilet? Is whatever around? But what I have found definitely is going out and about is that because cafes and restaurants have limited spaces for people.
Yeah, of course,
that even if you said, oh, I'll go in and have a cup of coffee and a cake or I'll have a lunch or I'll do something, most of the time, there's no places available, so you can't go in.
Okay, but I think John Kane's point is right. If there's a, which he was pursuing, if why aren't the councils and inter alia acting on behalf of the government, the state, why aren't the state supplying these facilities? Because the state is saying to us at the minute, get out and about, walk, get out on the for your daily walk, avoid public transport only for essential journeys. And then there are effects when you go for a walk every now and again, especially at a certain age or in a certain condition, you need to use a loo. Okay.
Absolutely.
And yes, have you ever been refused with the Macmillan card? I know Macmillan are a charity.
No, I haven't. But since COVID began, I've only used it once and it was fine. It was okay. Yeah.
Well, Anne O'Keefe, thanks indeed. Erin, everything okay? When is the baby due?
Halloween,
okay.
Yeah, everything good, thanks.
Oh, that's great. Is that your first child?
Yeah.
Okay, congratulations. Well done.
Thanks.
And it's just, by the way, I'm just thinking, Erin, how has your pregnancy been going, apart from the whole thing about getting caught short with the, which is very distressing and painful as well. How are things going?
It's been fine. I mean,
that's good.
It's a very different experience.
Yes.
You know, I've had all my hospital appointments on my own and a lot of the appointments have been cut short or done over the phone and that, which is not ideal. Mm. And I've kind of been staying in, well, not staying in, but just going out for essentials, I suppose. And I always wear my mask and stuff. So it is definitely a worry, but you just have to try as best you can to... I suppose live with it and take precautions and wash your hands.
Yeah, wash your hands and wear a mask and stand 2 meters. Okay, Erin, I hope, we've heard a response from the hotel. We've had some reaction there from two individuals and people are saying that this council need to step in if they're asking all of us to step out. Okay, Erin, thanks again. 51551, wash your hands. Mary Caffrey is a nace. County Kildare, and back to the issue at the start of the programme. COVID on the one hand, lots of restrictions on premises, especially hospitality premises, and then on the other hand, people told get out and exercise, don't take public transport, walk as often and as far as you can, say stay apart and don't walk in groups, etc., and wear a mask. But people are encouraged to get back out and exercise. Mary Caffrey, Nace, what's the story in Nace?
Yeah, Joe, I live in Nace. I'm about a kilometre and a half from the town, so I'm doing what I'm told to do, go out and walk, and I'd normally walk down to the town, maybe do a few bits and pieces. Sometimes I'd be caught short, and normally I'd go in maybe for a coffee or something in some of the cafes, but a lot of the cafes are closed because they're small. I just had an instance. I was getting my hair done like 2-3 months after lockdown, getting a treat for myself, and I was about 2.5 hours in the hairdressers.
Right.
They have a tiny little toilet. I couldn't really use their facilities. So I decided to go into the local hotel to use the facilities because there was no public toilet in the town. I was greeted with the temperature check. Then I had to give my name and phone number. Then I thought I'd treat myself to maybe a glass of Guinness or something after having my hair done. They said, sorry, now you can't have a glass of Guinness. You'll have to have a €9 meal. So I was thinking that's an expensive toilet trip. So I decided, well, maybe I'll just have a coffee in order to use the toilet. So this is the situation now for a lot of us in small towns. There are no facilities.
And where there the wasn't there a whole trend for a few years with high-spec self-cleaning public toilets?
Yes. We did have them near the town hall, but they're gone quite a long time. There's nothing like that now in the town. So really, you have to think long and hard about, going into town and where you might use a facility and what it's going to cost you. Can be a costly spend a penny, anymore.
Rosemary Kiernan. Rosemary, good afternoon.
Hello, Joe. How are you?
You think people should plan ahead, and plan ahead might mean not going out?
Well, I'm afraid so, Joe. I'm rather following on from what Mary is saying there, that it's very difficult now, and we've living with so many restrictions. And I did feel very sorry for your first caller in the situation she was in. But as I said to your researcher, I think if I were in her position, heavily pregnant and going, knowing that this might arise on an outing, that I would think twice about going in the first place. And I could see the position of the hotel places of business. Mm. They have to restrict people coming in off the street who haven't made a reservation to go for a meal, who a hotel may have residents, they have their staff to think of. So I myself would be very much restricting my outings and have been all along. And that would be one of the reasons. Because I don't want to be in a position where I end up in an uncomfortable and embarrassing situation in a public place. Yes. And I think it's just something that you have to think about, take a bit of responsibility for how it might be for you.
Yeah, but Rosemary, we're in high summer, high pandemic, different world.
Oh, yeah.
Everything has changed, the domino effect of COVID, and above all, the over 1,750 people have died here alone, and nearly 700,000 worldwide who've died from the COVID. But... And we're told there's less chance of it being transmitted if you're in the open air, and you're encouraged to exercise. So on the one hand, you can't encourage people to exercise and say, oh, by the way, all the public toilets are closed.
Well, this is the nub of it, Joe. At the end of the day, it's a local authority issue. And I think Ireland and Dublin I would know best, but I also know Dunleary. And there are very few places that have adequate public loos. And it's just something that with living with COVID, as we're going to have to do, is going to have to be addressed by the powers that be, along with all the other things that we have to think about that are different now.
Yeah.
But I don't want to sound a killjoy and don't go out. But I know myself that it has definitely restricted my plans and that I have avoided outings and still am avoiding them to a large degree.
Because that would be
one of the reasons.
Yeah, okay, point well made, Rosemary. Listen to Mary in Darndale in Dublin.
Okay,
Mary, thanks, Rosemary. Balgriffin Cemetery.
Yeah, hello, Joe. Thanks for taking the call. A couple of months ago, I went up to the new extension in Balgriffin Cemetery, visited my husband up there. And, of course, when I got up there, I did need to go. And I went down to the toilets were locked. Now, those ever in the new extension there, it's a beautiful extension up there in Balgriffin. And then the toilet door was locked. So anyway, the little office there was a white Dublin City Council van outside it. So I knocked at the door, hoping that he would open. I presumed there was somebody in there, and I seen the van there, but the door didn't open. So I said, oh my God, like 78, like, you know, so, my God, how am I going to hold this? But anyway, I got myself together and said, I'll head off. And I went out across the road to the Fingal graveyard. It's just right across the road from Balgriffin. But I know there's toilets there. And I went along anyway, and I chanced the toilets, and they were locked. And this gentleman was sitting on his seat, and he said, isn't it terrible? He said, an elderly gentleman as well. He said, I'm not having to go, he said. And I won't say it on air. He said, I had to go behind the bus, he said. I could not hold it.
Okay.
So I said, it's really terrible, I said. So I headed out anyway. I said, I usually go up at the weekends with the family. I don't drive, so I do walk up, and I love to walk up. And I hop on the 42 or the 43, and it takes me right down the Malahide Road. And it was a beautiful day, and I was just getting out to go and do a bit of tidying up there. So anyway, so what am I going to do at all? I was starting to get a bit panicky.
And where did you end up? You ended up in Tesco, is it?
I walked down, because there's no sign of a bus on that road. I don't know whether you know that road. I'm sure you do.
I do, not well.
And I walked down to Tesco's in Clare Hall anyway. And it's at that time, you were queuing to get your shopping. All the queues were there for the shopping. So when I went in anyway to Tesco's in Clare Hall, I went over to the security man and said, I'm not doing shopping, I said. I said, I wonder could I skip the queue and go up the escalator. I said, I really need to go. And he said, certainly.
Okay.
And I tell you now, he was so kind to let me do that. But what I'm trying to say is...
Well, every little helps, Mary.
Yeah, but that's I can't Tesco, understand. Sorry. Yes, exactly. Now, listen, like, during the day, I understand you could leave the toilets opened. I know at night time you have to close them for, you know, this, what's going on and all like that, antisocial behaviour. But I really think you're stuck, really, to go out and nowhere to go.
Okay.
So hopefully the Dublin City Council might...
And all the councils, are listening. Okay, thanks, Mary.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.